the whole Brexit phenom impacts more than just people in Britain. It impacts people in Europe. The entire European Union is staying tuned to what's going on. Fabian Ruger is from Berlin and gives us the German perspective. Fabian, how is representation done within the European Union? Because in the United States, we have this challenge with our representative democracy. We have 50 states, some have 200,000 people, some have 20 million people. They all get the same representation in the Senate, 2 votes. So, but the House of Representatives, of course, you would have according to the population. For the parliament in the EU, is it related to how many citizens you have?
With the Lisbon Treaty, you know, in the past we had basically a veto system. So if one country alone said, I don't want this regulation, it wouldn't come through. But this became very ineffective as the European Union grew. So with the Lisbon Treaty, it was agreed that basically the veto of something has to be 1/3 of the overall vote. So each country gets the number of seats in the European Parliament weighted by population. So the smaller countries have fewer numbers of seats.
So Poland would have 30 times as many people as Slovenia maybe or something.
As the basic arithmetic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a formula to sort of change that a little bit. But the important part is that what also counts is the number of nations voting for a particular issue. And if 1/3 of either is blocking something, it cannot move forward.
All right. So that's interesting. So you see the Brits as kind of partners in your coalition of northern well-off countries.
That is what happened in the past, that mostly Germany, the Netherlands, the United Kingdom, Denmark, and so on, voted along the same lines when it came to economic agreements.
If Britain leaves, what coalition will suddenly be relatively more powerful?
Well, I mean, if the Mediterranean countries voted together, for instance, with let's say, Spain and Portugal, then they could, for instance, outvote Germany, the Netherlands, and so on.
That's a big if.
That's a big if. But, you know, we will see what happens in the future, but the European Union will also have to begin various discussions about internal reforms.